When I first read the gospel for this morning, I thought, well, that's kind, that's a nice, easy gospel to preach on, and anyway. And I tended to do what I normally do, and I like to have it in my head and walk it about a while and talk and listen and see what God's having to say out in the fields and all the rest of it, so I can get some silence. And I'm very lucky, actually. And I was thinking about that and the epistle that's been read to us from the what the writer of the Hebrews was saying. Quite interesting, actually, isn't it? But anyway, here's my interpretation. I did look at a couple of commentaries, and one of the commentaries was saying, well, it's not the sort of thing to preach on. Why do the lectionary people put it in the lectionary? Well, let's get my interpretation on it. Anyway, I think as we look at the Christian life, one of the things that we don't like and we don't really think of as part of being in the church is division. The fact that there's been division in the Christian church for years and years. I mean, just think about it. Paul managed to fall out with a few people in his time, and but they managed to keep together, and he wrote to people, and lots of the division we have in the church actually goes back a bit to Paul, because he writes about women not being leaders in the church and they should have their heads covered and all the rest of it. And I don't think we do that. I can't see a lady with a hat this morning. So there we are. So there's all those things. And just think about it. The dreadful thing is, you know, I quite often, when I go to Oxford, I go and stand sometimes on the broad where that brass cross is, and there was people actually burnt to death there because of what they believed, and the leaders of the nation didn't believe the same thing. You know, Cranmer, who many of us love his prayer book and everything else, he thrust his hand into the fire because he had recanted once. Just think about that. So there has been division and everything else. But what does this... It makes us think, and it makes us think deeply and think where we are with God and with Christ. It makes us think and wonder where we're at. Because the thing about it is, it's not about not understanding the love of God. What is the great shame is that some people can't receive that or can't comprehend it. Now, I don't know what you thought of being what's been wondrous this week. I don't know what's been wondrous for you. One of the things that's been wondrous for me is to be seeing these wonderful pictures of the night sky. And they've taken them with this time-lapse photography. And you've seen the stars and the twirling and the understanding that the earth is moving, and it's all in some kind of wonderful great order. The other thing, and I'm not saying I'm ever so pleased about that, the evenings are beginning to get darker. But there's a time, I can't tell you, but if you went and looked and stuck it into your tablet or computer, someone will tell you what the time the sun rises in 2013 on the 5th of April. Because it's part of this wonderful universe that God orders and has made. And I think that one of the things that actually that helps us as Christians and helps us to understand what's going on in the world and stops this division is to understand that we're part of this universe. We will say later on, as we say the Lord's Prayer, "Thy kingdom come, your will be done." Not, "I want all this power and you're all going to do what I want." That's not what it's about. That's where we get division and upset. If we can only come to understand that we're all part of this universe, we're all part of God's plan, we all have the same share of God's love as anyone else. None of us has more, none of us has less. We're all given this wonderful gift. And whether our life, our belief in God and Christ is great, which is wonderful if it is, and sometimes the doubts are great, but we're all given this wonderful gift of eternal life. We're all given this same love of Christ. I don't get more than you. You don't get more than me. It's all the same. So why do we get this division? It's about us trying to understand and trying to care for one another. There's some challenges for us. Danny stood up and talked about Alpha. Michael Gregg's asking for us all to pray for this Alpha course that's here. We need to be praying for Alpha. We also need to pray for those people who can't, for some reason, bring that love of Christ. They can't grasp hold of it. They can't bring it into their lives. We all see the wonder of the universe. We all marvel at the wonder that's all around us. Do we really marvel at the love of God and that Christ is there for each and every one of us? Do we really marvel at that? And I was thinking about that yesterday. Do we really marvel at that? I can look around. There's the flowers. As I've said before, not one of us can produce a flower like that. Yes, we can work together. Whoever arranged the flowers took God's creation and worked with it and made something wonderful and great. People took the stone out of the ground and worked with what God had given and made this church, made something wonderful. You know, all the stained glass around, all of that, used what God had given, dug sand from the ground and dug things, used fire to make something wonderful. We can manage to do that and make this when it can work and to work things together and do something that's wonderful and great. And the thing that will stop us and all these divisions is realising that we've all got this fair share of God. No one's got more than another. We can all have and take it, and it's there for us. Please pray that everyone can understand that. The one thing that will stop the division in this world is for people to have faith in God. And just think about it. The writer of the Hebrews, what did he talk about? He talked, that lesson starts with about the Egyptians at the Red Sea and going across the Red Sea. Well, actually, just let's unpack it a little bit. When they got to the Red Sea, they were a bit fed up and they were willing to go back to the Egyptians. So their faith was a bit small. But when the Red Sea parted, they went across. And it took them a long time to get to the Promised Land. But the Promised Land was there for them. The Promised Land is there for us. God didn't walk away from them. God won't walk away from us. And what did God do for each and every one of us? He gave a part of himself. He gave his only son. An immense amount of love. And he gave that son. That the son not... It's easy to think that the great thing was the son died for us. That Christ died for us. It's more important than that. Christ rose for us and broke and changed the world forever. And we all have that wonderful gift. You all have the wondrous gift of love from God through Christ. Amen.